You're with the Oasis on the New Classical FM. My name is Mark Wigmore. Our look at arts and culture. Hope Muir is with us. She is the artistic director with the National Ballet of Canada. She's been in that spot for the last several years. And after a brilliant award-winning 2024-25 season, 2025-26 gets underway this weekend. Hope Muir is an acclaimed dancer, teacher, and director whose career bridges classical and contemporary dance across two continents. She was born here in Toronto, trained in the UK at what is now the English National Ballet School. She danced professionally for nearly two decades in the UK and US. Her career as a teacher and artistic director has taken her to the Scottish Ballet, the Charlotte Ballet in North Carolina. She was the first female artistic director in the company's history and oversaw dozens of world premieres. She has put a particular focus on building creative partnerships as an artistic director, and we see evidence of that in this new National Ballet season. The season opener is Procession, which premieres this Saturday night at the Four Seasons Centre for the Performing Arts in downtown Toronto. It's 90 minutes with intermission. It runs through November 8th. National.ballet.ca for tickets. Hope Muir, welcome back to the New Classical FM.
Hi, it's great to be here again.
Great to be with you. We want to get into Procession and this season, but I wanted to quickly look back at the last season. For many, it was a banner year. And as you look back at that before we talk about the future, what's your reflection there?
It was astounding to have such success and enthusiasm for the full lengths, for the storytelling, I think. And I love that. I love that people are still excited and interested in new ways to tell stories. And I love that they come to see us for that. It was particularly thrilling to end the season with Anna Karenina by Christian Spuck, our first collaboration with Christian, and delighted to say hopefully won't be the last. We will be definitely revisiting that because it was just so successful for our artists and for our audiences, and it seemed to really resonate stylistically, you know, for the whole event.
It was so great. I love that as one of the finales of the year. It was so stylistic and beautiful. I'll just tell you a quick story. I didn't have anybody to go with for one of your season openers last year, cancellation or something like that. And so I asked somebody who'd never been to the ballet before. And suddenly for the rest of the season, we were attending and we became known as the Ballet Boys because we went to just about every performance. And so that was so fun to introduce somebody to the ballet.
That's amazing. I love that. Continue to do that for us.
I will do so. So the Ballet Boys will be there hopefully this year as well. What did you want to say with this season compared to 2024-25?
Really, this season is a long runway towards the 75th anniversary, which is our 26-27 season. And it meant that I had to really thoughtfully curate repertoire that allowed us to go back and revisit some titles, to delve further into some of our storytelling, to create a few new relationships, because I know what's coming for that anniversary season. So I have to be very measured in how I plan for the dancers and for the audiences and for all the events that are going to take place around this amazing anniversary. The more I look at the season, I love the fact that we're able to revisit, redefine, and really dig into some of those titles that the audiences know, but maybe they'll come back and see something a little bit different.
So let's talk about this premiere and this opening to the season, which is coming up this weekend. Tell me about your choreographers that you're working with to bring Procession to the National Ballet. Why are they such a get for this city? Maybe introduce us to them.
Bobby Jean Smith and Orr Schreiber are partners in life and in choreography, and I have been aware of their development together as creators for a number of years. I went to Paris 2 years ago to see a full evening work that they did for the Paris Opera to Sibelius Violin Concerto, and I was absolutely transported to a completely different world. It was so phenomenal to see how they brought that very impressive score together with the theatricality of their choreography in that theater with those beautiful artists. And somehow it was so magical. And I thought, this is a really new way to collaborate with all of the ingredients for a ballet, with design, with music, with the choreography, with the people that are in it. And I really knew that I wanted them to create something for us. So after that show, I met them and I asked them to come and do something for us. And here we are. The other thing that's really interesting about Bobby and Orr is that the National Ballet of Canada have never really done anything from this branch of kind of the choreographic family tree. their experience with Batsheva has really shaped their language. It's not exclusive. You know, Bobby was trained at Juilliard and went to North Carolina School of the Arts and has had many different influences. But I think it really formed some of their decision making in storytelling and in theater. And I love that shared experience and bringing something new to the National Ballet of Canada stage.
That must be a real moment for you when you are transported, you're in a theater and you get to say, you know what, this is a great time to be an artistic director because I'm going to try and bring this to my neck of the woods.
Absolutely. And I've done that a couple of times where something just kind of overtakes me and I just immediately rush into a commitment to a creator or a collaborator. I'm fortunate in that everything's worked out to date, but it's so rare to see something new when you see as much dance as I do. You value every experience, but when you really encounter and experience something that is new, it's really exciting. And I get, wow, here we are. This art form is still developing. There are still new ways to communicate, new ways to move people. And, you know, I know your listeners are going to be really interested with some of the music choices and the fact that we do have a cellist on stage with us and a mezzo soprano. It's multidisciplinary and every part of it is so integral to the experience. Not one thing outweighs another. And I really love that.
So it's procession. And so we might feel a sense of Baroque, perhaps, with the score, but then that contemporary movement, right?
Yes, it's anchored in the Baroque, Purcell, Vivaldi, but we do have some other things in there as well. It's been arranged by the cellist that's on stage with us, Coleman Itzkoff. So he's performing in it, dancing and playing. And,
wow.
And being a person, being a character in this environment. And then we do have two mezzo-sopranos working with us for this run as well, yes.
Procession premiering this Saturday night at the Four Seasons Center for the Performing Arts in downtown Toronto. And it runs through November 8th, national.ballet.ca for tickets. And the artistic director with the National Ballet of Canada, Hope Muir, is with us. So Hope, a procession wraps up on the 8th of November. You get a week and then you mount the next project, which is Shakespeare's Winter's Tale, opening on November 14th, award-winning production. Tell us a little bit about this choice.
Well, this is one of the ballets that falls into that category of revisiting, and the company's not done it since that before the pandemic. So there's been a lot of changes to the roster, a lot of changes to the approach in the studio. I think this is just a gem of a work. Christopher Wheeldon with his incredible collaborative team with Joby Talbot's score, Bob Carley Designs, it's spectacular. And I really think this is Chris Wheeldon at his best. Storytelling. Every time I watch it, and I've been lucky enough to be really close to it in the studio through the rehearsal process, and every device of storytelling is revealed and there's layers to it, and it's so smart, it's so clever, and it's quite a complicated story, and somehow Chris just finds a very clear delivery of it, and I just think it's magical, and our dancers look spectacular in it.
You're making me think of Anna Karenina last year where, again, very layered, complicated story, but somehow through movement, we're able to feel that emotion, right?
Yep, and smart design and really well-crafted, yeah? And I think that Chris Wheeldon with that team, just they really know how to work together.
And then Nutcracker in December, and I'm guessing we should buy tickets now.
I think you don't want to wait. Yeah. If anyone has, our Nutcracker tends to sell out. It's beautiful Canadian ballet by James Kadelka, and it's our own. It's probably one of the best I've ever seen in the world. I love that it's our one constant a year that I can look to our roster and see dancers move through the ballet. And it's a wonderful thing to revisit every year. And yeah, start your traditions now and get your tickets.
Absolutely. I've been numerous times, including being a Cannon doll at one point, and that's something I will never forget in my life.
Yeah. Were you the frightened one or the bold one?
I think I might have been the bold one that time.
Good for you.
Thank you. It was my one touch with ballet stardom there, but Nutcracker will sell out. It always does. So get those tickets. And Hope, I hope you'll join us again in the new year because we've got lots to talk about with the rest of the season. But all the best with Procession. Hope Muir, Artistic Director with the National Ballet of Canada. Thank you for joining us.
Thank you so much for your time. It's always a pleasure to talk about the work.
The National Ballet of Canada season getting underway with Procession this Saturday night. You just heard about it at the Four Seasons Centre for the Performing Arts in downtown Toronto, running through November 8th. Winter's Tale opens November 14th, and then the Kadelka Nutcracker December 5th through the 31st. National.ballet.ca for tickets. It is Mark Wigmore here at the New Classical FM, your look at arts and culture.